Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh boy, oh boyson.
You'll have to speak up, I'm wearing a towel.
I recognize that from television.
Top 10 things everyone says that have been on television.
Hello!
How much for just one rib? Number one. Number two, hello. Number three, goodbye. Number four, how are you?
How did I meet your mother? Fuck, I forget!
How I fucked your mother. Damn, there's not much yogurt in this.
How I fucked my life.
How I fucked my lifer.
That would be a nice little show.
This is pretty good.
What are you having?
Yogurt?
Human shit.
Yeah.
I call it yogurt.
Do they make, vegan yogurt?
Do they make
or, like,
vegan...
a similar...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a similar product for like yogurt, but for vegan people.
I don't know if I'd call it similar.
Hello?
Hello? Check, check, check.
Hello?
No? Nothing? No good? Uh-oh.
It's not working. Oh, hey, there you go.
Check, check, check. What happened?
This one's a piece of junk. Goodbye.
You put some dang yogurt in your ears.
I put it in my ears instead of in my bowl.
Mm-hmm. The vegan version you eat with your mouth.
Trying to eat better, you know, so I went to get yogurt.
Yes, man.
Well, yogurt's, you know, good for you, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much sugar.
Right.
You might as well be drinking a fucking can of Coke or something.
Yeah, you might as well. So, what's stopping you?
Hey, you're right. You're right. I am going to drink Coke for breakfast from now on. That's why I drank in high school. That's why my developmental delay happened.
Yeah, I had like 6 cans of Coke every day in high school.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't allowed to drink Coke. Like, you know, at home or whatever. My dad was so healthy.
Sure.
And so I never had the urge to like when I was in high school. I didn't drink coffee. I drink Coke in the morning.
Sure. Oh, in the morning.
And then
that does sound kind of disgusting, doesn't it?
It definitely hurt my stomach or whatever.
Yes.
I bought some Kool-Aid liquid because I'm going to get my, shot today.
Right. What's Kool-Aid have to do with it?
Oh, it's like concentrated Kool-Aid. The guy at the store said it's like garlic and vampires if any anti-maskers or anti-vaxxers come at me.
What?
I squirt them with Kool-Aid.
Why?
Because they're afraid of the Kool-Aid, Sam. They're like, hey, no, man, I didn't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, so...
I hate that so much.
They're not really afraid of Kool-Aid. I'm just trying to make a stupid joke, but...
Oh, sure.
You know, say don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. You know what you should... You know what you should do is go, facts don't care about your feelings, and you hit them with a fax machine over the head.
I like that idea.
Maybe you feed them into the top of the fax machine and they get ground up.
Cool. Like Charlie Chaplin, but they don't survive.
Yeah. I'm also maybe a bit like
was
the Gremlins.
Chaplin or was that Harold Lloyd? I can't remember.
I think all of those silent film stars got fed into gigantic machines and crushed.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Was that so hard?
No, it was fine.
I'm just trying to shovel this down my face so we can record. I just have to get dressed and leave.
You know, I already am recording. This is the show, Kai. This is the primo content.
I just did a yogurt spit cake. Too bad we're not on video.
I just dropped a coaster on my desk.
Sick, this show is fucking on fire.
So for $5 a month, subscribers can access...
I wonder if the CTRC will let us release this.
Yeah.
Or if it's just too much content. Too crazy.
Well, it's like I said on one of my punk rock 7 inches, the CRTC can suck on this.
Yeah, Canadian no FX. No AFX? Get it?
Right.
I bet even you could make that shirt and sell it to people.
I hate that.
People are strange. People are dumb when you're a dummy. That was John Morrison, the wrestler, who said that.
The dorks.
the dorks. I'm putting on underpants.
Oh, sure.
How much time do we have left in the show?
Yeah, I think we're at 5 minutes of nonstop content fun so far.
This one's fun, because if you listen to this one first, which I think people should do, it's like there's like a story, you know, there's continuity. I'm getting dressed, and then next time you call me, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm dressed and I'm out of the house.
Right. Except between you and me, I think I'm going to backdate this one back a few months to plug into like our content calendar since we've missed months. So all the continuity freaks will think you got your vaccination like 3 months earlier than you did.
They're going to be like, who's this fucking big shot getting his vaccination early? You
know? Yeah. This fancy pants.
They're going to be like, this guy fancy pants.
And all the quote-unquote hoes on your dick aren't going to understand why you need to wait 2 weeks still. They'll be like, no, no. You've been good to go for months, stud.
Yeah. Is that a side effect of COVID?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, the anti-COVID?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny is everyone loves Jesus Christ, hates the Antichrist. And now everyone's like anti-COVID, but, you know, I don't know. Just confusing.
So, like, people should not be anti one thing.
That's right.
Sure.
And then anti another thing.
Okay.
You either have to be positive all the time or negative all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so.
Yeah.
That's just me. Lots of people think that pessimism just doesn't work, but I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't buy that bullshit?
No.
That was an attempt at a joke. I should have done it a bit punchier.
It's okay. Yeah, this is a show for jokes? Uh-oh. We're fucked.
What's shaking? Do you feel some kind of relief to get the shot, or who cares?
Well, yes and no, I guess. Like, now that things are a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start again. Like, you know, I wash my hands and I stay the fuck away from people. And now that things are like so much better, like with like the ICUs and keeping all that stuff under mm-hmm. control, you know, I do want to get it, but I've had people like be like, oh, you got to get it like now. And I'm like, I know, but like, I'm not going to, it's good. And I'm fashionably late to like everything. So
right.
Getting it today. I mean, early, fashionably early.
Oh, you're fashionably early to everything.
That's right. Because it's 3 months ago now.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Oh, God, I already forgot my own bullshit.
Oh, no. It's 2019. Don't eat that bat, guy.
I will not do the voice of the man eating the bat. No, no, Kai, I will not.
I'll do the voice of the bat. Yo, what up? Don't eat me, fool.
And it's okay because that's a Caucasian bat just affecting AAVE accent.
That's how Caucasian bats in Japan sound.
Japan?
China, whatever. It's all the same thing. Nothing's real.
No, oh no.
Sam, is it 3 months ago? Maybe it's 3 years ago.
Right. In the 3 months since this episode aired, Kai's been doing a lot of listening and learning.
Yeah, that's right.
And
Sam just put this in. This is me in the future. Sam edited this in. I've learned a lot, and I sure learned my lesson.
He stopped being canceled.
Love everybody.
I think two of my cats are about to fight.
Yo, you should record that.
Yeah, yeah.
Cat fight!
Then use it as evidence against them. I should get my cats arrested for assault when they fight, I think.
Did the cat police show up?
Yeah. Should I call the police? Should I call the Hamilton police and report that my cats are assaulting each other? Would that be a good use of taxpayer funds? Probably.
Probably.
Better than the alternative.
Yeah, Ralphie's white. What's the other cat? White.
Gray. Calico.
Okay.
Which is, what do we think that is? Maybe Portuguese?
Probably.
Sure.
Let's call it Portuguese.
Sure.
Okay.
Sort of olive. Olive-y complexion.
It's a hot one. It's a hot one. Let's talk about climate change and how it isn't real. Let's talk about how vaccines aren't real and climate change isn't real.
All I see from the news right now is, I think, like, in a little widget on Twitter.com, there's a kind of headlines sidebar. So everything I know of current affairs is just, like, trending topics.
That's all I ever look at.
And I think I saw a trending topic that said, what, temperatures are reaching, like, unlivable heights
in
I want to say the Philippines or, yeah, Pakistan?
I just read a thing about, I think it was in Kuwait or Afghanistan, you know, somewhere there. It's 72 degrees.
Right.
Celsius, of course, not Fahrenheit. And that's hotter than the body can handle.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, what could
it's
possibly
crazy. And, yeah, you know, they're having, like, the World Cup in Qatar next year.
Right.
And even when they announced that, they were like, no, like, you can't do this. It's too hot. Like,
oh, my God.
Too hot. I was reading, people were talking in that article I read about how hot it is in 72 degrees or wherever. Like, there were people who were like, I was in the army and they were deployed there and the heat was like, their boots would melt to the pavement.
Jesus.
And it's crazy. People who live there apparently do, like, most things at night because it's bearable when the sun is down.
Yeah. I got, like, I mean, this is so boring to bring up, but the mildest version of that when my grandparents were in Texas with their swimming pool and you could only, like, go swimming in the morning and the night because, yeah, if you went swimming at lunchtime when you most wanted to.
Yeah.
You'd get, like, sunstroke or pass out.
Yeah. I just went out for a walk yesterday, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
It totally rocks how nothing is going to happen.
Yeah, everything's fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because climate change isn't real. What else isn't real that is real?
Right. Yeah, the germ theory of virology or whatever.
Oh, yes. Explain that not real theory.
I guess there's, like, teeny tiny creatures and they make you sick or something.
Cool, like the things that give you the force.
Yeah. They're like bad midichlorians, if you can even imagine that.
Most racist Star Wars racists. Number one, the midichlorians. They're actually little people. They don't live inside your body. They're like us. They're just a bit smaller. Number two, the Asian aliens. Number three, the Jewish ones. Yeah. Number four, Jar Jar Binks.
We've scanned.
Five,
Obi-Wan. I've got a readout. I've got a readout of George Lucas's blood. His racism. His racism bugs are off the chart. George Lucas is going to be. He's going to restore balance between the races by making fun of all of them.
No. See, I'm making fun of all the races.
Yeah, equal opportunity. Boy, yeah, George Lucas, the equal opportunity offender.
That's right. Oh, wait, did you hear I said number five? I said it was Princess Leia because she's a woman.
Sure.
I'm cutting my pants now to turn them into shorts.
Clever.
Yeah, and so that when I go to the vaccine thing, they're all going to say, who's this bad boy? All the nerves, because I got cool cut. My shirts are cut all cool. So, you know, so.
Yeah, my name's Skull. You can call me Kai. It's fine.
You have an appointment. It's under Kai, but that's my parents' name they gave to me. My real name is Skull.
That's my Christian name, but I don't believe in that shit.
That's right. I only believe in the Antichrist.
And skulls.
And skulls.
Yeah. My parents tried to raise me Christian. Now I just believe in skulls.
Need to hem my jeans.
Right.
And I'm good to go. It's so hot. I don't even know what to wear. It's so fucking hot. Let's talk about climate change again for a second.
Sure. I'm against it.
Yeah, I'm against it too. All right, let's start with something.
With this, he, you know, you and I of the sort of whatever, not the subpar hairlines. Let's say, like, it's easy for our foreheads to get real pink in this weather. It's not right.
That's right. Well, I mean, I have a glorious, I have an insanely glorious, luxurious head of hair.
Oh, good.
It's still raining. Oh man, it's so, I can't, like, I haven't time for it. I'm already sweating. I got out of the shower right before we started talking. Now I'm like already, I have to have another shower.
He's already sweaty. Mom's spaghetti.
That's right. He's already pulled over. He can't pull over any farther. You know what movie that's from? Super Troopers.
Nice. So you're pitching like a Lose Yourself Super Troopers mashup. That would be pretty dope, man.
That'd be pretty good. You know, I watched the first 5 minutes or something of Super Troopers 2 last night. You know who they fucking got for that movie? Sean William Scott, the guy who played Stifler.
No.
Crazy.
I don't know.
Shout out to Stifler. I hear he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I don't know. They must have, like, they must have known him back in the day, because, like, you can't just get him now, like, if you try cold calling him or whatever.
The guy who produced American Wedding? I don't think so. No, American Reunion. Fuck. We need to restart the show. Everyone back to one.
Stifler, PGA.
I'd watch that.
What? Yeah.
The Legend of Stifler Vance.
Okay.
Where he plays a magic black caddy.
Right. And maybe like he uses his ding-a-ling as a golf club. That could be pretty badass.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that Stifler's got a huge dick, I guess. Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he fucks or he doesn't fuck. I can't remember. God,
how many?
So complicated.
Right. Which golfers was it that used to like use their dick as their golf club? It was Arnold Palmer.
I gotta say Tiger Woods.
Right, Tiger Woods, because he's the greatest. So you know, why
he's
wouldn't
the greatest
he?
At dick stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they would, like, you know, have a tricky shot, and they'd sort of, like, get down and size it up, and then, like,
that's right.
Snap their fingers. Zip!
Zip! It's like tricks, like, with yo-yo tricks, but they do it with their dicks.
Like how yo-yo tricks also do it with their dicks.
No, like how Yo-Yo Ma hits things with his cock.
He bows the jello with his dick.
Yeah, that's why he's like one of the best, because they're like, that's gotta hurt. And he's those, like, it kills, but listen to that sound I get.
Those two Australian perverts with the dick show, or whatever, would be way
right,
out of business.
The puppetry of the penis.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that show.
Right.
What do you think? Should we do that? Top 10 puppet penises. Number
or,
one.
Like, jobs that would be improved if people use their dick instead of the assigned equipment, like orchestra conductor.
Yes. Okay. Javelin thrower.
Right. Or yeah, I'm sort of in the same ballpark. What about doing a joust?
Yeah.
Two naked men on horses, knocking each other off with their hard-ons.
That's called erotic. Fencing.
Erotic jousting.
Oh, my nose is running. That never happens. It's a bad sign. Maybe that means it's going to rain. Just kidding. It's already raining.
Oh, yeah. I looked out the window. I thought it was snowing earlier. I must have been losing my mind.
Probably.
Must have been losing my hope, losing my mind.
Losing your religion? Top 10 things to lose. One, your religion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Did you hear that thunder? I went out last night because the thunder was so crazy. So I went out and tried to take pictures of lightning, but...
Right.
It's tricky. It's tricky to get a picture of lightning.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so sweaty. All right. I can't put my fan on for acoustic reasons.
Well, we could wrap this up with an... We've already hit 20 minutes of absolutely dynamo. I just tripped myself up trying to say dynamo and dynamite at the same time, I think.
Dynamoite.
Top 5 reasons Sam is a moron. tries to say two words at the same time.
Successfully says two words at the same time.
Dynamite.
Oh boy, now it's pouring, just in time for me to get my vaccination.
Have you, like, you just left the house?
No, I'm going very soon. I only have one sock on. Uh-huh. Also, I don't even know if I should...
Do you have, like, a ball cap or a rain jacket or something?
I have an umbrella. I also have a poncho. Maybe I'll wear that.
A brawly.
I just looked at this poncho.
Right.
I got it in Chicago, Illinois, when I went to a professional wrestling event.
Right.
And it was raining, and they handed out ponchos.
Mm.
And the poncho is basically like a plastic bag, but I'll fucking wear it.
You know, there's a whole city dedicated to giving those things away. Poncho Villa! Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
That was a good joke.
Yeah. No. But thank you.
I have to get my shot down at the Metro Toronto Convention Center.
Right. And then do you have to, like, I don't know, hold a convention or something? Or attend a convention?
They're holding a convention for coolest dudes getting their shots.
Nice. I hope you line up some, like, new sales partners and stuff.
Me too. Because if not, I'm screwed. I'm going to be out of business.
That would be pretty nice if, like, they could, you know, you had, like, a little booth and it was just, like, for me. Like, I mean, for you. You know, Kai.
Stand in my booth, Sam.
So what's this Kai all about? What can you tell me about this Kai that you're offering? I'm a guy, first of all.
Oh, man. I wonder if that thunder is picking up on the phone.
Yeah, thunder. Definitely not using the toilet while recording, sure.
That frightened me. Yeah, it's thunder. Farty thunder. Thor. Thor is farting. You think that's what the people believed?
Yeah, I think that's what the anti-vaxxers believe.
Oh god, I knew it.
Thor is the Thor movies are propaganda. Like, the reality is that it's actually God farting.
When I went out to try to take photos last night, and then the thunder and was like insane. I was like, okay, I'll give it to those, you know, prehistoric dummies. I'm like, I can see why they would think, you know, some sort of angry sky thing or person was doing something, because it's so loud and there's no other explanation. Although now it's like 2021, people still think that. So.
Is this a failure on my part where I can't even like fathom why people imagine that? Like, what? Why you need an explanation instead of just like, you know, oh, there's water in the sky. What, like, why do you need more?
Well, I think it's just
storytelling than that.
You know, curiosity, human nature.
Sure.
I mean, if we didn't know what that was, I'm sure some people would be like, who cares? Other people would be like, no, we should find out what it is.
Yeah.
I'm more like, once you find out what it really is, why are there people who are still like, no, Sky Man. No. It's the Sky Man.
Right. Yeah, it's the great woolly mammoth in the sky.
And you know what? I would even give them Sky Man up until, like, I don't even know. Definitely not now, though.
Space travel, maybe? Up until... Sputnik?
I wonder if they think now they're like, oh, God's angry because of all the residential schools. No, now they just think it's raining.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting how the wackos, like, never think God is angry because of anything he should be angry about. Like, you never see Pat Robertson saying, you know, oh, God's going to smite us for all the cops shooting unarmed black youths.
Yeah. Yeah, he's never like, yo, hold up, because we shouldn't do that. Yeah. They just don't mention it.
Yeah.
Maybe because religion is just a tool used to...
Hey. We get a lot of funding from the Catholic Church here.
Do we? Where are the graves?
What?
The unmarked graves. I was trying to make a joke with the Catholic Church.
Sure. I don't know.
I'm mad at the church these days. Not that I was ever not, but...
Right.
Especially... Mad to the point where, you know, like... I guess when people are like, your parents go, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Sure.
I've passed that.
because I'm so mad.
Right. I'm not disappointed. I'm genocidal.
It's, yeah. Cool. I hate religion.
Yeah? Which story in particular? The residential schools?
I think God hung up on me.
Right.
Sam, did God hang up on me?
Checka, checka.
Sam, did God convince you to fire me?
Hello, Kai. Can you hear me? I didn't hang up on you. Kai?
Sam, you still there? Sam, I'm scared now. Sam, I'm scared now because it's loud.
Oh, I guess Kai did get smited again. I'll text Kai.
But I'll keep talking because for all I know, this is still recording. And you're just...
I can hear you. It is what I texted him. Let's see what he says. But I guess he can't hear me.
Well, that was our show. I want to thank our guests.
Let's let Kai do it solo, I guess. Here's Kai. Let me open FaceTime. What's going on with FaceTime?
Specifically the ones who are at the beginning of the Phantom Menace.
Can you hear me now? Checka, checka, checka. Beep, boop, ba-doop. Nothing. Dang. There goes Kai. And that is this episode of Casual Fridays. On the widgetmag.com media network. He does know one. I'm a fan of that. And that's the show.